Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and with his wife's knowledge kept back part of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it, and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your power? How is it that you have conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came upon all that heard it. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, and they carried him out and buried him. And it was about this space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what had happened, came in. And Peter said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those that have buried your husband are at the door, and they shall carry you out. And she fell down immediately at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and carried her, found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her next to her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all that heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders done among the people, and they were all gathering together in Solomon's porch. The apostles arrested. None of the rest dared join them, although the people held them in high esteem. And many more believers were added to the Lord, crowds of men and women, so much so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that as Peter came by, at the least his shadow might fall on some of them. And there were also gathered crowds from the cities around Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those that were vexed with unclean spirits, and every one of them was healed. But when the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, they were filled with jealousy, and arrested the apostles and put them in prison. But an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, you go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard this, in the morning they entered into the temple and talked. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together and all the senators of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison. So they returned and reported, saying, we found the prison shut in all safety, and the keepers standing at the doors, but when we had opened, we found no one within. Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they wondered at the upshot of all this would be. And there came someone that told them, behold, the men who you put in prison are in the temple, standing and teaching the people. Then went the captain and the officers and brought them, but without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, we strictly ordered you not to teach in this name, and yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered and said, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew, hanging him on a tree. him did God exalt with his right hand to be a prince and a saviour, to give repentance to Israel and remission of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, which God has given to them that obey him. Gamaliel's advice. But they, when they heard this, were cut to the heart and decided to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in honour by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a while. And he said to them, "You men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After this man, there arose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the census, and drew away some of the people after him. He also perished, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered abroad. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and leave them alone. For if this council or this work is of men, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might be found to be fighting against God." They took his advice, and when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. They therefore departed from the council, presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonour for the name. And every day in the temple and at home they did not cease to teach and to preach Jesus as the Christ.